Okay, let's get into Psachim Daf Chav Ches. New Perek, Perek Makam Shenagu, the fourth Perek here of Mesachas Psachim, Yerushalmi, and we start off. This Perek is about many Minhagim. The first one talks about Erev Pesach, but that's why it is here. The power of a Minhag is a big topic. If you look in the Gemara talks about Al Titosh Tarasi Mecha, the power of a minhag, right? The parallel Gemara in the Bavli, that's what the makar is. All the way at the bottom of Nun Amibes in the Bavli, the Gemara says, Kfar Kiblu Avosechem Aleihem, Shenemar, Shma Bene Musa Ravicha, Vialtitosh Toras Imecha, the power of a minhag. Interesting, there's a line in the Torah in a place where you would not think it's there, but the line in the Torah in Choshe Mishpat and Hilchas Gezela. Hilchas Gezela, the Torah talks about a case of a Yeush. Hilchasa says the Torah, Stam Gezela lo have Yeush Bailam. Stam Gezela, not Stam Geneva, Stam Gezela, where you know who the perpetrator is, there's no automatic Yeush. Lefichach, Hamatzlum and Agazlan, O Hakonemi Menu Lokana. If you get, save, or buy from a Gazlan, you're not Kone, because we assume that the Bailam weren't Messiahish. Vitzarach Lahachzer Lebailam. Aval Stam Geneva have a Yeush Bailam. Stam Geneva is Yeish Bailam, because you have no idea whose it is. Lafichach Tanan, Hakonem and Aganev, Kana. And then the Ravid says, Shakone Guf Hageneva, Alvatarach Litin Lebailam, Dameha. Free Pierce Kona Lagamre, Avil Domain Zarach Litin, that's the Machlokas Rishon about Yeish and Shini Rishus. Whether you have to give, that's totally Kone, or you have to give back, value. And then the tour goes into, a couple of other details. And then the tour says a little bit later on, he quotes Rav Shrira going, Ruvain shenavdu kelevo nignavu olatu listem. Ruvain that lost or was stolen, listem took. Ubal liad goy vikanam Yisrael acher mimenu. And a goy got them from the listem, and another Jew got it. Vapachat bishavyo. Bo bailam vitavum yad ze shaknaam vamalok farnas yashtamehem. And the bailam say, you had yeush. Veheshev ruvain yeshli edim shalonis yashti. I have Edim, they never gave up hope. Va'od ki minag etzleinu, kol mi sheyovad mimenu mamon, bein b'gneva, bein b'listim, v'yipo b'yad Yisrael acher, sheyachzer en el bailav. The minag in our place is, if anybody ever loses money, no matter what, gneva, listim, and some other Jew got it, v'yito ma shehotzi alav, he gets it back, v'yata balashan as a minag, and you're keeping it, you're being mashan of the minag. You have to give it back. So if you give it back, the machzik toin nisyashtan. If the machzik says no, you were misyash, that toveya toin lo nisyashti, veshavash lo nisyashti, I'll swear, vein edim medavar, there's no edim, but my isbar shin nisyash. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha in that case? Rav Shri Ragon was asked in the Shari Tzedek. Answers the Rav Shri Ragon, tshuva. Ima baila marat v'machar akilam shenevdu lo vade lo nisyashu. Right, of course there's no yesh if he's still trying to get it back. Vizesha kanam tzorach lahachziram. V'yamar rabal akilam dvarim shen nikar b'hem shen nisyash. If the Baal HaKelim says that clearly that he was a Yesh, Ein lo lachzer al hakona letovo, then he can't, if there was Yesh. But if it's not Nikar, Vim Eino Nikar, O Noda Midvarav Shen Is Yesh, Ein Amaradev Acharem, or he was Mesiyash, but he's not Maradev, Vam Alon Is Yashte, no, Ein Somcha lo al Divrei Zev, lo al Divrei Zev, Bezdin tries to figure it out. Bezdin Omdin Uposkin Es Adavarim Royli Yesh Imlo. Bezdin tries to figure out exactly what it looks like if there's no Rayas, either way. And then he said, Mirona Davasha Royli Yeish, Vabidim Biadakone, Mirona Davasha Ein Royli Yeish, Mosiyan Mehalokeach, Fahulu. And then towards the end of that piece, Umasha Kasavta, Sheish Minog Bim Komchem, Shahakone Mealistim Veganovim, Machzir Labailam Notamasha Hotzi. If what you wrote that there is a Minog in your place of this, Imvadai Kahu, Chayev Kaladam Labilti Shanos Minhagam. If that's the Minog in your place, then you have to follow that Minog. Diamrinan, because after all, we know, Minalan de Minhaga Milsa, Ki, Tunamar, a different marker than the Gemara in Bavli Tafnun, Al Tasig Vorech Asher Gavla Rishonim. Don't violate the borders that the earlier Rishonim set. The Kosh Game Badavash Hishpo Takana Gedola Vahasaras Mariva. Lafichach Asu Kiminhagchem, Velo Teshanu Vishalom. That's a great Rav Shiva going quoted here. Choshe Mishpat, Tur, Simin Shin, Sama Ches. That's the power of the Minhag. That's your Minhag. Follow the Minhag. Good. Says the Mishnah now. So Makam Shnagur Shvasim Alacha Barvi Psachim Ar Chatzos Osin. So after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, what is Allah to do? Malacha. Meaning Malacha similar, not in a Malacha like Shabbos and Yontif Malacha, but Malacha that doesn't have to do with Pesach. But what about before Chatzos? That depends on Minhag. In a place where the Minhag does not do Malacha beforehand, Osin, where the minhag is to do malacha, then you can do malacha. Makam shnagah shlo laasos seinosin. But a minhag, the place where there's a minhag not to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, then one doesn't do malacha. Again, what type of level of malacha is this? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it compares this somewhat to Chalamoid. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, in Tav Samaches, that's the simon of our topic, right? Shlo laasos malacha Erev Pesach achar Chatzos. That's clear, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ha'osa malacha ber pesach mechatzos velamala mishamtenoso. The afilu asos bachina maser vechulu. Bamed ramurim kuzum malacha listakir. Avo mistakin kelev yantav. You can do yantav malachas. You can do yantav malachas. The Mishnah Berurah, things that are tzorach yantav. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zion, where this is going on the Mishnah Berurah, vachain mi, where the line is going on. The line in the Shulchan Aruch of Amed Vermamurim, Shosem Malacha Listaker, O Bechinam, Vuhu Malacha Gemura, says the Mishnah Berurah, O Bezeh Asra Filo Lisarach Yantif, Vekibus Kalev, Vuhu Bechah Malacha Gemura. Washing, maybe those days laundry was a different, was more serious than, what about Ukavesas Akum, having Goy wash, Mutter Bechah Gavri Litain Achar Chatzos, Kasvu Achronim, Tekomashim Mutter Lassos Bechalo Shamoed, Kugon Dover Ha Avid, Osha Osa Maisa Head, Yorvala Maisa Uman, Vishbotsorach Hamoed, all those at Terim of Chalamoed. The five at Terim, Dover Avid, Maisa Hediot, Tzorach Hamoed, Kayotzi, Bazem, Mishar Dvarim, Hamutarim Bechalo Shamoed, Kol Shekain Shemutarim Be'er Pesach Achar Chatzos. Right? Chalamoed is more chamor than Erev Pesach Yet Chatzos. So any of the heterim that apply to Chalamoed for sure applies here. V'chein kalosan shetiru l'sapir l'chabes b'chaloshamoed, and all those who have the heter to get a haircut and to wash a Chalamoed, you go on habab yidinas hayam, v'yaz mesa asurim, mutar gam kein be'erev Pesach, achar chatzos. So that's similar, but more kal, clearly more kal than Chalamoed. So this Mishnah quotes different minhagim about pre-chatzos. Good. Where did the minna come from? Why is there a reason of not doing malacha? Why the reason is, look at the carbon eida. Ad chatzos, ad chatzi ayom talya b'minhaga. Avo michatzos olamali isur ika, as we just said. Shelo lasos, so the carbon eida quotes the shita of Rashi. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here in Psachim on Daf Nun. So what does he quote? Kedei shelo yehe tarid b'malacha. If I'm doing so many other things unrelated to Pesach, Erev Pesach is a very busy day. So if I do things unrelated to Pesach, then I might just forget and not be able to do all the things I have to do. Right, go back to the Rashi. Rashi here on Daf Nun in the Bavli. The mitzvah litroach mibodyom. Kedei lahasev maher. Right, the mitzvah to do everything early so that you can start the Seder early. Kedar Parak Basra, Chotvin Matzah B'Lele Psach, and Bishol Tinokos, Shalo Yeshenu. So that's what Rashi quotes, Mishum Tircha. Tosfos quotes, are Yerushalmi. This is known as the Yerushalmi, but now we're going to see it. We're going to see Tosfos quotes a totally different shot why there's an Isra Malacha on Erev Pesach, not just because of Tircha. And we'll see. So let's continue. Ha'olech milalakam shoz l'malakam she'enosin. What if you go from a place that they do malacha before Chatzos on Erev Pesach to a place where they don't? O milalakam she'enosin l'malakam she'osin, or from a place that they don't to a place that they do. Nos din alav chumrei hamakam she'yatza misham v'chumrei hamakam shalach l'sham. So you have the chumres of both. You have chumres from where you came from and where you're going to. Meaning if you don't do malacha and you came to a place that they do malacha, or vice versa, you have to try to fit in. But then the Mishnah asks, "Val Yishana Adam b'Bnei Machlokas." What does that mean? The Gemara explains that if you go from a place that they don't do malacha to a place that they don't do malacha, you don't do malacha. But the other way, so you might say, okay, if they go from a place that they don't do malacha to a place that they do malacha, so you might say, okay, you have to do malacha. So that's what it says here. You don't have to be Mishana b'Bnei Machlokas. But if not doing what they're doing doesn't create machlokas, then that's okay. So as the Gemara says, that if you don't do malacha in a place where they do malacha, they're not going to think you're being korish ben tzibur. They'll just think that you have nothing to do. They'll think you have no malacha to do. And therefore, that's not a violation. That wouldn't be a violation. I see the Karban Eita quotes it. Af ha'olech l'makom she'osin al yaseh. She'haroe oso she'eno oseh. Ein bo machlokes. She'yomer malacha u'delesleh. Right? I'll assume that he doesn't have any malacha to do in that case. So that is the Mishnah. Good. Says the, again, this is all also if you're not planning to stay there. If you're moved, so if you moved and now you're considered a member of the people who are there, so then that could be different. Malkam shagalasa malacha v'chulu, siv, Says the Gemara, Sham Tisbach as a Pesach Ba'erev, Shecht your carbon, Pesach Ba'erev, right? Meaning when you shecht the carbon in the Bein Har Abayim, an Erev Pesach, Ein Li Elohu. I understand that he has to shecht carbon Pesach. Shlucha Minayin, had no Shlichus. So there's a different source in Meseches Kedushin. What is the source for Shlucha Shalom Kamoso by carbon Pesach? Not everybody shechts, but here's how do you know you could have a Shliach Shech? Tamalomar, Uvishalta, Viachalta. Right, uvishalta, you shall cook it, means roast it, viachalta. So what's the limud here? So the carbon eda says here, mashma dafka abishul va'achila hu dekapit krap. Sounds like you shall cook and you shall eat. Shiyehe ba'atzmo. Aval zvich afet eishlucho nami kasher. So it says uvishalta viachalta, it's a different lesson than tizbach, it's a little more personal. So carbon eda says, you have to cook it and eat it. But the other part of the process, you could have a shliach too. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Bishul, ubezvicha shino v'lokasa v'zavachta, halamata she'en olecha ela mitzvahs achilaso, aval zvicha yochol she'asa de shliach. He says, dafka the eating. So it's interesting, the bishul here, the carbonate is maybe the bishul you have to do yourself. If you look in the halacha l'moshe is in the back here, he says, sarach ian, eich efshar da bishul kapit kra. Sheba'atzmo. How about a bishul in a mitzvah hechsher? Bishul is only a hechsher mitzvah anyway, right? So we spoke last time about the nitziv, the two types of hechsher mitzvahs. So maybe this is included in that uvishalta, and there's a mitzvah bo yisrael bishlucha by it. The nirali, but says the halacha l'moshe. The nirali farish tachi kamar. Tepeglei uvishal tamalomer uvishalta ube'emes kasev shelo l'tzarech ela hakish zvicha l'bishul ma bishul afila de shlucha av zvicha. Maybe the Makar is quoting Bishul and Zvicha to say, just like Bishul, of course, doesn't have to be by yourself. It could be through a Shliach. So too Zvicha. Maybe that's the different understanding of how do you read the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tamalo Vishalta V'Achalta. Matam Alom Resham Tizbach HaZepesach Ba'arev. So what's that adding? Shecht the Karban Be'arev. Not that you have to shecht it, but you shouldn't be involved in other things. Eino B'din Sh'teyasek B'malachtucha V'Karban Chakarev. It's not appropriate that if it's the day of your Karban, usually when you bring a Karban, so that's a special day for you. You shouldn't be involved in other things. So Erev Pesach is the day of everybody's carbon. Everybody has to bring a carbon today, and therefore it's not appropriate that you'll be osik b'malachtecha and your carbon will be karav aval asru milasos malacha. So very different pshat. Rashi says it's an issue of tircha, and the Gemara here says it's an issue of it's the carbon of your day. The carbon of your day. Right? Now you look in Tosfos here in Psachim Daf Nun. Tosfos says, Omer ri b'shem rivad and mefarish b'yushalmi. Meister Arvi Psach and Mishar Yanta, Bishon Desmana Pesach, Bechatzos Ve'elach, Viav Yachid Kamar Hasam Shari Mosashana, Biyom Shemevi Karban, Asam Melacha. Uparech. So now he's going to quote let's continue the Gemara, and I was going to quote the continuation. The Gemara says, Kad Tani, similar to what it says. This is a quote from Megillas Tainis. Lahain Kol Inish, Diyavi Aloe, Ya'ainu Bikurin. If anybody has a day that they're bringing Bikurim, or they're bringing wood, they did a Karbana Eitzim, when, for example, Ha'omer, Homer alai eitzim l'mizbeach v'gizr l'marach. If somebody makes that type of neder, Rav Chaim Gadevsky says that the Gemara is just adding that into the brisa to explain. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring wood, or let's say it's, remember, one of those families from Meseches Tainis that they originally came up and gave wood when nobody else was bringing. So Chazal say, okay, they always have those days. So if somebody, it's their day to bring the wood, asur b'sefer b'sefed v'tainis u'malasa malacha b'abayom, then you can't do malacha on that day. Can't do malacha on that day because it's a day of your karban. Yom Karbancha, you can't do other malacha having to do with other things. So too, that's what Erev Pesach is about as well. Says the Gemara, let's just finish the section, then we'll talk about the continuation of Tosfos. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Eilin Tmidin, Karban Asein Shal Yisrael Yisraelinun. Okay, so let's talk about the Karban Tamid. The Karban Tamid is every day. So, if you call Yisrael only Yishalayim, let's ksiv el shol shvom bashani yirok al zechercha. I don't understand. If you're telling me there's a yisod, that whenever you have a karban brought on your behalf, you have to not do malacha and even maybe be omid on your karban, sakhar b'nei Yisrael, anybody ever do malacha? Because every day there's a karban tamid brought on their behalf, but the Torah says they only have to be there three times, right, a year. Not every day. If you call Yisrael Yoshinu B'Talin, so what should you do? You should have them at least be sit home and be batal and not do malacha, even if they don't have to show up. Vaksiv asaf to the ganecha. But it says in Shema that you have to make a living. Miyosev lenas adagon. So who's gonna make a living and harvest? Ela. That's why Shiskino and Neviim Harishonim Esrim Ba'arba Mishmaros. That's why we have the 24 Mishmaros, the groups of the Kohanim split up, of the Leviim split up, and even the Yisraelim split up, and their representatives of a Klal Yisrael, that they will be this, the representatives that would they wouldn't do malacha, and they would fast and daven, and some of them would gather in Yerushalayim. I'll call Mishmar o Mishmar Haya Amud b'Yerushalayim Shal Kohanim Shal Leviim v'Shal Yisraelim. Right, and there were those that from each one. That's what they had, and that's why they cover the so to speak idea that you have to be omed on your karban, and that's what they did. That's what they did. The Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. This is what happened. The Rambam starts off Perek Vav, Perek Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Unusual way the Rambam starts off a Perek. E efshar sheyia karbano shel adam kara v'hu eino omed al gabav. Right, it's impossible, and that's like the our lashon just here said. Right, it's not appropriate. E efshar sheyia karbano shel adam kara v'hu eino omed al gabav. V'karbanas had sibur hein karban shel kal Yisrael. V'e efshar sheyia Yisrael kulan omdim ba'azara. B'shas karban. So these karban tzibur, the whole tzibur has to be there. It's impossible for the Bnei Yisrael to be there. Lefichach tiknu neviim arishonim sheyivaru miYisrael kisherim v'yirechet. That's why you choose kisherim. Doesn't say it has to be Yisraelim. Kisherim and yirechet. You shluchei kol Yisrael la'amod al karbanos v'him anikra'im anshe ma'amad. Beautiful lashon of the Rambam. Again, you choose kisherim and yirechet. They'll be the shluchim of all Israel. V'chilku osam esrim v'arba ma'amados, k'minyin mishmaros kuhuna v'leviyah. The Rambam says the mishmar is the kuhuna and leviyah. And the Israelim are called the ma'amados. Split them up into groups. V'yalkol ma'amad u'ma'amad, echem him memuna al-kula, v'hu nikra rosh ha-ma'amad. There's one representative, he's the rosh ha-ma'amad. V'chol Shabbos v'shabbos v'skavsa ma'ashim ma'amad al-tzol sa-shabbos. And the Rambam goes through what they used to do. They used to gather, right? Remember this from Maseches Tainis. Mishai man Yerushalayim, Okarov La. If you live near Yerushalayim, you go to the base of Migdash. Nechrasan la Migdash, im mishmar kuhuna v'leviya shalosa Shabbos. V'harachokim sheba oso ma'amad. And if you live farther away, kivin shi'igia ma'amad shalahen, him miskapsan la base ha-knesses, shebim komam. You go into the shuls, you go into the shuls there. And what do? You fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Misan or not Mondays and Thursdays, even the middle ones. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Umahin osin elu, miskapsan bin Yerushalayim bin bate knesios. Misanin b'sheni b'shabbos shelahen u'b'shlishi b'vi chamishi Monday through Thursday. I will be'erev and eat at night. I will be'erev Shabbos lohayu misanin b'nikav at Shabbos u'becha b'shabbos yimisanin k'vishlo yetsu me'onik Shabbos latzum. And they have special davenings and ne'ilah. This is all the what is brought. These are the ma'amados. Good. So this is a second reason for why there is this isur malacha. So Rashi says tircha and Tosfos, based on the Yerushalmi, says karban. So what's the big nafkamina? Pashtus, big nafkamina is what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Bizman Hazeh? There is no karban. There is no karban, but there's still tircha, right? So what would you say, Bizman Hazeh? That's the discussion in Tosfos and in the Baal Amar and others. Veneris says Tosfos, da'af Bizman Hazeh, delek agrava, kibet she'nasar azasur la'olam. Tosfos seems to say like a low plug. Once it was nasar, it was ne'asar, but others say maybe not. Maybe because it depends on the reason. If you look at the Bir Alacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alacha discussed this in the Siman Tav Samaches, which is the Siman about the Erev Pesach. Says the Bir Alacha, Ein Mishnah Berurah v'Opi Yerushalmi Shviyah Posim Adam Shemshukim the Pesach. Lofize Imcha Pesach b'Moti Shabbos Mutter b'Malacha Meikar Adin Adam Mincha Kivan Deshkidas Abatzukulom Acher B'Shabbos. Right, well, let's say this way. If it's Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, there's no Karban Pesach. Even in those days, Kosh Chatzah Maril, Rashi Pirei Sh'od, and he quotes the issue of Tircha, Ulefi Tamzeh, Afilu Keshachal, Pesach B'moti Shabbos, there's still Tircha on Erev Shabbos. Rova Poskim Tosfin Tam Yerushalmi, Imkein Efshar, De'ein Lahachmir. So that's a discussion. If you look in the, many of the Poskim here, if you look in the Tzlach there on Daf Nun, if you look in the Rabbeinu David, Rabbeinu David also speaks about, he quotes these two days. Ulefizet kasa balamor shebizman hazeh deleka pesach ein hefresh min arve pesachim lefshar arve yamim tovim. So he quotes like the balamor says that the pshat of the pashim pshat of the difference the nafkaminas between the reasons. And the Rabbeinu David says eino nachon like Tosfos says shekol davar shebeminyan tzarach minyan acher lahatiro. Even if the reason doesn't apply, you need a minyan acher. Achi yavo bezdin v'yater. V'chinam Rabbi Yerushalmi, avo bishadavar batel, ha'gzera kayemes, achi yavo bezdin v'yevatel. That is the Yerushalmi. It's not beferish, right? It goes in the footnotes here of the Rabbeinu David. It doesn't say that here. Nira ne'eretz alomar shekin amr b'Yerushalmi b'meforash, ela shezui gam kavana say Yerushalmi. That's the kavana of Yerushalmi. Like the Ramban says in the Melchamas here. Ein Yerushalmi elanosin tam amashi hechmiru bo betchila. Avo mishe ne'esar hadavar, ne'esar la'olam. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, so we have all the Mishmaras, they have 24 Mishmaras. Tini, Esrim, Va'arba, Elef, Amud, Yerushalayim. 24,000 Jews, that's what an Amud is. V'chatzi Amud, Miyericho. And half of them, so 24,000 from Yerushalayim, as part of the Amud. And half of that, Chatzi Amud, Miyericho. Half of that, 12,000 would be from Yericho. Af Yericho, I see, Cholo Lahotzi Amud Shalem. They would be able to get 24,000 from Yericho also. Ela B'sholach L'Kavu L'Yerushalayim. But they could cover the Yerushalayim, Haisa Motziya Chatzi Amud. Only half. And not even more than half. So one of the Achronim in the back, the Ali Tamar say, because it would be Ruba Kakulo. If you have more than half, and then it will be equal to Yerushalayim. So you want to give Yerushalayim covered, and therefore only Yerushalayim has that many participating in the Amud. Remember the uniqueness of Yericho, the Mishnayos and Maseches Tamid that say there were certain Nisim that you heard the smell of the Ketores in Yericho, and they heard the banging of the dropping of the shovel in Yericho. And we've quoted there's a Rivet, a beautiful Rivet. Lav Dafka, the same Rivet as the there are a few Rivets. So the Rivet on Tamid says because Yericho was the Truma of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it has a special status. It was the first city that was conquered. So that's why it's special. Even though you know there was an Isser to rebuild Yericho, there seemed to be a lot of Jews living in there. There is a to rebuild it, but once it's rebuilt to live there, it seems to be okay. But that's what here we want to make sure to give cover to Yerushalayim and not have Yericho on par. Continuing, Hakohanim lavod v'alavim leduchan v'Yisrael mochichin al atzman shein shluchim shel kol Yisrael, and the Yisraelim are mochich. They show through their actions that they're the shluchim. They fast and they daven, as we said throughout the week. Tani Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Kohanim levim v'Yisraelim v'shir ma'akvanes akarban. Wow, Shimon Elazar says Kohanim doing the avoda, levim doing what they do, the levim. And the Yisraelim, being the Ma'amados, their Ma'akev, and the Shir, and the song, Ma'akvan es HaKarban. So many Mefarshim say, really? All these are Ma'akev? The song, the singing? So maybe this is according to the Shita elsewhere of Iker Shira Bekli, and therefore it's Ma'akev. The Karban Eda says, maybe it's not Ma'akev, the Kashrus, but a certain level. Last Karban Eda, Im Ein Ma'amad Mikulan, Ein HaKarban L'Ratzon, to be even Shua Bailam Omdim Al Karbanam. It's not the Ratzon, it's not the ultimate level. If you look in the Rishonim, in the beginning of Megillah, the Rashba and the Ritva, they're saying, no, it's not a Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev in that way. There are those that say, Pasha Peshat, it's not Ma'akev. Rabbi Avim, Shem Rabbi Lazar, Mitaima, Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar say it's Ma'akev? Where does he know all these from? The following, Drasha. Kol HaKol Mishtachavim, right? Or the whole call is Mishtachavim, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Elu Yisrael, Pashir Mishorer, Elu Alavim, Vachatzosos Machtzitzrim, Elu Akonim. Hakol ad lechlos ha'ola, hakol ma'akvanes ha'karbon. That's one makar, that the, it's ma'akev. Tamchum v'shem v'lazar, shamalam and adai, learned it from the following. Ve'etnas alavim nesunim la'arun l'banav mitoch b'nei Yisrael, elu alavim. La'avod es avod es b'nei Yisrael ba'omoed, elu hakonim. U'lachaper al b'nei Yisrael, ze hashir, v'lo yeh b'nei Yisrael negef, b'geshes b'nei Yisrael ala kodesh, elu Yisrael. So these are all the different drushes. How do you know to learn out from Ulachaper al B'nai Yisrael? How do you know that that's a reference to Shir? Chinina avui d'Rav Yenta b'shem Rav Benaya Ulachaper al B'nai Yisrael ze'ashir. Uminach Hashir ma'akev. Again, elsewhere you have whether Iker Shir b'peh or Iker Shir b'kli, and we don't know whether this ma'akev, Pashab Shah ma'akev means ma'akev, but we said most of Mepharshim say, Rishonim say, it's ma'akev maybe the highest level, but not, right, it's still not li'ikuva, as we would normally call it. Rabbi Yachav Barach, b'shemen balavuta, b'shemer b'chinol, chaper b'nei Yisrael, ze hashir. Interesting. If it's not ma'akev, then it gets into the sugya that we've touched on. Tosfos discusses this at the beginning of Maseches Gittin. Do you ever have a l'chadchila by adinda araisa? Tosfos has a line that there's never a l'chadchila by adinda araisa. If it's araisa, then it's ba'akev. Only a drabanan could be l'chadchila. But pasha pshat, there seems to be a number of times, chalitza. Chalitza has many different parts, but the Mishnah in Yevamos says that not everything is ma'akev. Taking off the shoe is ma'akev. The rakika is a machlokas, whether it's ma'akev. The kriyas apsukim is not ma'akev. So you have different types of lechadchilas. Lechadchilas. See here too, to say that to do it in the best way might not be it's ma'akev that highest level, but it might not be ma'akev the mitzvah itself. Hare Pesach. One second, now we're getting back to the Iker din of the Minhag, Hari Pesach, Hari Karban and Shokal Yisrael, Uvatalo also Minhag. One second. Carbon Pesach is the carbon. Everyone's bringing carbon Pesach. So what do you mean? Tali also b'minhag. So it's only tali on a minhag. Karban eida. Hare Pesach shakarban and shakal Yisrael hu v'lo aser b'malacha el makam shenagu. Their comrade should be Yom HaKarabas HaKarban, also Midaras Mimalacha. We're saying that there's a din, you're not allowed to do Malacha B'Shas HaKarban, so why is it only Tali on a Minuk? It should be a din. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Shan Yehi, Sheina Pesach HaKarab, Elam Yishitoz L'Amalan. No, the point is, the Minuk is only pre-Chatzos. Post-Chatzos, that's the din. Post-Chatzos, that's the din of Eina B'din, Shei Karban Karab. The whole discussion that we've had is pre-Chatzos. Post-Chatzos is when the Karban Pesach is brought. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yavo, boy. Omar, so what about this case? If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring a carbon ola after Chatzos on Tuesday, right? So then he's allowed to do malacha, right, in Sheishos v'lamatan. Meaning, would that person be allowed to do malacha beforehand? Right? If somebody says, I'm going to bring an ola in the afternoon. So the Gemara is assuming maybe he wouldn't be able to do malacha in the morning. So why should Karban Pesach be any different? Amar Rav Yosef, no, there's a big difference. Pesach, Shekriva B'Shach, Pesach, Pesach. A current Pesach has a din. You can't bring it before, and if you do, it's puzzle. Right? There's a discussion at the beginning of Masechus Zvachim. Is it, how puzzle is it? Machlokes. But Ola, Shekriva B'Shach, is Oli. If you promise to bring a carbon in the afternoon, and you brought it in the morning, it's a kosher carbon. It didn't fulfill your chiyuv, but it's a kosher carbon. But a current Pesach, remember the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Karan Pesach Shalo Bismana, or Karan Pesach Shalo Lishma, is like Chatos, is also Pasal, so also Shalo Bismana might have different halachas. So, by Karan Oled, it's kosher Bidi Eved. Again, it just wasn't Olo Bayam Lashem Chova, so therefore, that would be a difference. Let's continue, and then we'll see if there's time for a comment. Kol Advarim continues the Gemara. Kol Rab Talo Osama Minag. There are many things that are Tali on Minag. Many things, many examples here. Here we go. Nashayat is in the Higandalo Mevid Uvda, Bafuki Shuv Seino Minag. Women who don't do any malacha on Motzi Shabbos at all, that's not a minag. That's a minag tos. But Ad Yifne Sidra Minag, those who don't do malacha until Seder Kedusha, until the Tzibur says Viata Kadosh on Motzi Shabbos, that is a minag. That is a minag, right? To stretch Shabbos a little bit, right? Not to do malacha at 2 o'clock in the morning is not a minag, but to stretch Shabbos a little bit, it is a minag. Batsraya ubachameshta eino minhag, right? Those that don't do any malacha on Mondays and Thursdays, stam, not a minag. Ad yispenitanesa minag. But if it's a fast day and you don't do malacha, until the fast. So some say it means until the davening of the fast is over, when the Tiber is saying slichas, okay, that is a minhag. Yoma da'aruvta eino minhag. What's Yoma da'aruvta? So the Karban Eida says, Hanogim shlolasim malacha ba'arvi shabbasos ba'arvi yom tovim la minhagahu. No malacha on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantif? That's not a minhag. Min minchas of ala el minhag. But late in the day, to try to finish everything earlier, so that is a appropriate minhag. Yoma di'archa minhag. Minag of not doing certain malachas on Rosh Chodesh, that's a minag that we discussed in Shulchan Aruch already, that there's a minag for women not to do malacha because it's connected to the Egel, that we've said that they didn't do a gift to the Egel, so that's why even though, remember the tour in Tuf Yud Zion, right, the Chagim are connected to the Avos, and the Rosh Chodashim are connected to the Shvatim. But once they sinned by the Egel, it was given to their wives. The Mefarshim explain what's the connection, Rosh Chodesh and the Egel. By the Egel, they were pessimistic. They weren't looking ahead. They thought it was dark. They thought it was all over. Rosh Chodesh symbolizes optimism and the moon getting bigger and looking ahead. And that's what the women had. And that's why it was appropriate to give them this yantif. Amar Eb Ze'ura, Nashayan, Denahagin, Delo, Lemishtiye, Bein Da'av, Min Da'av, Aliel, Minhag. Right, those that have the minhag not to weave for in the month of Av, right, Mishta has to, from the word to weave, it's a minhag. Why? Because it's related to the word of Mishapos, Shapo Paska, Evan Shasiya, right, the foundational stone, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, right, so that's why there's a minhag not to do certain types of weaving. Matam, where do you see that in the Pasuk? Ki Hashasos, the foundations, Yeharesun, were, uprooted. So you see, there's that, a minhag of certain types of malachas that aren't done during the 9 days. Just one final point. And that is, if you look in the Hilchas Tachanun, Kuf Lamed Aleph, Hilchas Nefilas Apayim, there's a list there of when you don't say Tachanun. When you won't say Tachanun, it's who is in Shul. The Shulchan Aruch says, Nagu Sholipol Al Paneim Lo Bebeis Ha'Avel V'Lo Bebeis HaChasan V'Lo Bebeis HaKnesses B'Yomila V'Lo Kishiyesh Sham Chasan. When there's a Chasan there, we know we don't say Tachanun. So the Prima Gadim here in the Mishnah Zazav discusses what is called a chasan during Shivas Miyam Mishteh for sure. But what happens if there's a chasan later in the day? So later in the day, so he quotes from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen quotes that Bishachris biyom vav omrim nefilas apayim mashba afilu etz alachasan vidim arayz al hevi raya milam natseach be'erev Pesach she'in omrim baboker mishum shchitas haPesach acher chatzos. You don't say lam natseach in the morning because of the shchitas haPesach which is after chatzos. Who adin kan? So the chasan getting married in the afternoon, then it's okay already in the morning. Kol shekein hu dahasam yef shalakrav kodem chatzos v'chupa yachol. And surely there, Karban Pesach, you can't do in the morning, as we just saw. But the chuppah, you can do. Ayin tosis psachem reish makam shenagu, v'yushalmi sham harei alai ola, he quotes our Yerushalmi. V'inei be'erev Shabbos, mosim michol ala kodesh, yivadai yom, b'tzitzah zemin ha-Torah, v'lama, chulu. So he continues, interesting, quoting our Yerushalmi about the chilek between the morning and the afternoon, in terms of tachron. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Here, Chavches 28 in Yerushalmi.